And how have your operations, your services been impacted by this de facto closure for most of container shipping of the Suez Canal and the Red Sea? And a second question related to that, how's the general economic disruption to the region as a result of conflict? How's that played out for you?
Well, I mean, obviously, the Bab el-Mandeb situation has impacted both rates and cost, war risk insurances, which have gone up tremendously, not just for vessel and crew, but also for containers itself, the value of the container, if you like. So we've had to take on additional insurances and pay additional insurance premiums in order to service the Red Sea. I think that the major change is that we have seen tonnage become much smaller. So you don't have the very large container vessels doing wayport calls in Jeddah en route to Europe and back. Instead, it is now more a smaller dedicated tonnage that goes in and out of the Red Sea. And that has certainly created opportunities for companies like us. It's more niche. You need to be able to finesse the business more and the business model, where the big MLOs are probably not as flexible as a company like Cargo Gulf. The Bab el-Mandeb crisis and the Suez crisis has, of course, also meant that less cargo has been moving in on high volume. We have seen a lot of operators change their profile or service profile to a hub and spoke service. We saw that that created congestion in the major ports in the Middle East, Jebel Ali, obviously. For Saudi Arabia, a lot of cargo in the initial Bab el-Mandeb crisis was shifted to Dammam, and that created tremendous congestion in the port of Dammam. And obviously with congestion, it also means that equipment doesn't move as we plan. So we need more equipment in our fleet. Again, that increases the cost. So it has had a significant impact on how we do business.
So higher insurance, higher equipment cost, higher rates. Just on your services into Europe then, are some of your services, are they using diverted mainline operator options? And I also noticed you've started a new service into Turkey. Presumably that's not using services diverted around southern Africa and they go through the Suez Canal, is that right?
That's correct. We use Jeddah as the transshipment hub for our cargo into Turkey. The EastMed was a relatively new addition and part of our long-term global expansion plans. We started small, carefully, and to ascertain how the market will embrace a hub-and-spoke service into the East Mediterranean. Now, if you look at cargoes, especially the westbound cargoes coming from Asia, Indian subcontinent, we are able to cut the transit time of 15, 20 days compared to moving around the Cape of the Good Hope. And I know that your listeners will say, well, what about security and how does that work? And then, yeah, of course, there is a risk, which is why we have been paying the higher risk and more risk premiums. But you will also notice that there has been a clear pattern in how the attacks on commercial merchant shipping in the Bab el-Mandeb has evolved. And I think that the operators that we charter slots from, they have become very astute in dealing with the problems and also being able to navigate the communication and ensuring that their ships are not under attack.
Hello, I'm Mike King and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.